the Movie Dictionary. I'm Jacques. Now, our term today is going to be called Property Manager. How do you spell property? Property is spelled P-R-O-P-E-R-T-Y. Of course, manager is spelled M-A-N-A-G-E-R. Now, what's a property manager? Well, a property manager takes care of all the things on a set that you have to use when you make the movie. Now, sometimes it's things that you actually hold, like the actors will hold. But sometimes it's things that you see in the background, okay? Like, all the stuff behind me is property. And the property manager's job is to make sure that all this stuff is taken care of. Everything the director wants is in the shot, okay? So if the director says, I want a cup here, they put a cup here. The property manager is the person who takes care of all the little things that the director wants inside of the shoot. So they prepare all of that before they go into the production, then they go into the production, they shoot it, and the property manager has to make sure that that goes back. Okay, now sometimes they work with the art department in it, sometimes they work with whatever it may be, but that's the property manager's job, okay? Coming up, American slang.
Hey, how are you, you guys? You're watching Action English. Right now, this is American Slang. I'm Dre. 好，今天我们来带给你的游戏影片的名字叫 Keeping the Faith. 我把翻译成叫保持信仰，好不好？ Keeping the Faith. 好，这部影片呢是一个非常具有纽约文化特色的影片。所以说，如果你要去纽约，没去纽约，对它感兴趣的话，哎，这个影片是一个很好的前兆，你看一看它，我想有一个整体的概念。好，那么影片的故事呢，讲的是三个人，主体是三个人，是一个姑娘，两个小伙子，他们一起长大，在成长的过程里面，是如何面对爱情，面对友情，还有面对信仰的时候，碰到一些问题，而这个故事就展开了。那么下面这个片段呢，你会看到一个男主人公叫 Brian， 他会出场，他的职业是神父。神父，你猜他在干什么？他在为爱而神伤。
Let me guess. The old lady got fed up because you're out here chasing the skirt.So she took these little ones and left you.
Hey, 来，我们来看看今天的美国俚语带给你的短语是 American slang， 是这个词组叫，一起来读叫 chasing the skirt. Very good. One more time. Chasing the skirt. 好，这个短语 it's a slang means used to refer to pursuing women. 你在追姑娘的时候，我们讲追求女性。我们这个短语这个俚语叫 chasing the skirt.
Your lady got fed up.Because you're out here chasing the skirt.
好了，讲的太多了。来，回到这个短语叫追裙子，它的意思是追求女性，叫 chasing the skirt. Very good. 我们来看个例句，好吧？听好。Hey, my brother Jason, he never did well at university because he was always out drinking beer and chasing the skirt. 这句话的意思是，他。我的朋友，我的兄弟，这个 Jason， 大学学习不好，表现也不太好，因为他只知道出去喝啤酒，这 out drinking beer， 还要干一件事情，就是 chasing the skirt。
Let me guess, the old lady got fed up because you're out here chasing the skirt.So she took these little ones and left you.
Hey, 各位，我们来进入经典对白，来看看小时候去随父母离开纽约的 Anna。Hey, 她要回来纽约工作了，好消息，当然是好消息。这样的话，三个好朋友又能够聚在一起，三个人聚在一起，无比的快乐，无比的欢快。当然，他们做的第一件事情就是要叙叙旧，对不对 ？Lots of Wonderful memories.
Hey, remember our shoplifting club?
Yeah, yeah. It feels something to be a member.
How about you with the basketball? Remember she stuck that basketball on her shirt and you said you were pregnant?
I pulled it off.
You were 12.
Yeah, but it was New York. It was the 80s. You could get away with anything.
You should get home, right?
Yeah, huh? It's getting kind of late.
Well, I'm still on West Coast time. It's only 8 o'clock my time. Let's go do something. so this is a rectory. Sounds like a dirty word, rectory.
Great place to meet chicks. Totally.
Oh, I'll bet. So, what's your chick situation?
Don't ask. It's not a good story.
Why?
Because his whole congregation is trying to set him up, and it makes him very uncomfortable.
Well, what's wrong with that?
There's a reason that pandas don't mate in captivity.
好朋友来看过刚才这个片段，我们要学外语了。来，听好了，第一个原点是这个德语叫 Hey, I pulled it off.
I pulled it off.
You were 12.
Pull it off. Okay, let me show you what's pull. 好吧，看好了。P U L L. This is pull. Okay. 拉东西，拉这个动作叫 pull. O F F 是表示离开什么，你要够那个箱子，因为要出去玩，够它。 好, let me pull it off. 你把它拉下来表示你做成了，对不对？ 所以这个短语在这个影片里面的意思非常的地道，它的意思是 to do something beautifully. 你把一个事情完成得很漂亮，做得很成功，我们就叫 pull something off. I didn't think the dinner would go well, but we put it off beautifully. 这句话的意思是，一开始我在想，恐怕要完蛋，恐怕这顿饭要做不好。后来我完成的非常好，表示这个事情我搞定了，我表现得很好。所以这个句子我们再说一遍，一开始叫 我一开始觉得这个dinner可能我完蛋了，叫 I didn't think the dinner would go well. Go well 表示成功顺利的意思。 结果怎么样？ 结果我完成的漂亮叫 Hey, but we put it off beautifully.
No, but it was New York. It was the 80s. You could get away with anything.
You should get home, right?
Yeah, huh? Getting kind of late.
Well, I'm still on West Coast time. It's only 8 o'clock my time.
好，我们再来看刚才这个片段里面的第二个原点，要教给你的是这个句子叫 Hey, 听好。第二个原点叫 You could get away with anything.
No, but it was New York. It was the 80s. You could get away with anything.
You could get away with anything. Get away with. This phrase means to escape the consequences of actions. 好，这个短语的意思是 get away. Away 是离开的意思。 Get away with 是表示逃避责任。好，我们来看第一个例句。好吧，听好。一个人生活在世界上，除了要有你的本领之外，生存的本领，你还要有做人的道德。那么听好这个例句，就是告诉你 怎么样做人的道德答案是之一。这个句子叫 Hey, don't try to get away with cheating. 它的意思是表示做人不应该欺骗。你看这个字面的意思， Don't try to get away with. Get away with 表示逃避责任。 C-H-E-A-T, cheat, cheating 是表示骗人、弄假的。那么这句话的意思是表示很多人呢在搞欺骗、学历啊、背景啊 或者做的事情啊，因为他们觉得骗一下也无妨，我可以逃避嘛。如果别人没有意识到，也就不知道了嘛。所以他们 try to get away with cheating。好，那么下面我们就是告诉你不要这样做，因为你骗人等于在骗自己，你是逃不掉的，你是骗不了的。好，像这个句子就叫 Don't try to get away with cheating.
So what's your chick situation?
Don't ask. It's not a good story.
Why?
Because his whole congregation is trying to set him up, and it makes him very uncomfortable.
What's wrong with that?
来，我们来看第三个原点，片段里面的这个短语叫 Hey, trying to set him up.
Why?
Because his whole congregation is trying to set him up.
Yes, 我们要教给你的这个是 set somebody up. This phrase in this case means to match somebody with somebody else to go on a date with. 这个 set up 的意思很多。那么在片段里面，这个段落的意思是表示，你去做媒，你去介绍男女之间认识，记录了一个是异性之间的有这种爱情关系的，你去 set somebody up with somebody. 好，我们来看第一个例句，听好。 My cousin, 好，这个节目你知道我太多的隐私，没关系，我愿意燃烧我，听好了讲。 Hey, my cousin is always trying to set me up with women from her office.
Gosh, thanks, cousin. But, I mean, I do like that way.
这句话的意思是听好了。My cousin, 我的表姐, is always trying to, 她总在尝试着干嘛? Setting me up. 去介绍我和她的, set me up with women in her office. From her office, 都可以。 介绍我认识她的同事, 我觉得不好, 我不喜欢这样的方式。 总之记住了, 介绍我认识谁叫, set me up with somebody.
How about you with the basketball? Remember she stuck that basketball in her shirt and you said you were pregnant?
I pulled it off.
You were 12.
No, but it was New York. It was the 80s. You could get away with anything.
You should get home, right?
Yeah, it's getting kind of late. We should
I'm still on West Coast time. It's only 8 o'clock my time. Let's go do something.
So this is a rectory. Sounds like a dirty word. Rectory.
Great place to meet chicks. Totally.
Oh, I'll bet. So, what's your chick situation?
Don't ask. It's not a good story.
Why?
Because his whole congregation is trying to set him up, and it makes him very uncomfortable.
What's wrong with that?
我们接触这个场景之前呢，我们还是老方法叫quick review。准备好，第一个在俚语里面我们学了一个词组，跟裙子有关系的叫追女生叫chasing the skirt。 好，接下去我们学了一个词组，表示跟拉有关系，跟吊下有关系，叫把什么事情做成了，叫 pull something off, pull it off. 好，接下去我们又学了一个词组，表示你不应该去推卸责任，不应该去躲避和逃避，叫 get away with. 好，那个座右铭是很重要的，我再重复一遍，叫 don't try to get away with cheating. 不好。 好，最后一个原点刚才学过叫撮合谁叫 set somebody up with somebody。
Hi, welcome to Movie Tune. I'm Vicky. Today we'll be looking at the song, I'm Gonna Sit Right Down and Write Myself a Letter, from the movie You've Got Mail.
I'm gonna write words so sweet. They're gonna knock me off of my feet. I like kisses.
This song is written by Billy Williams in 1957. Billy Williams used to sing in a quartet, a group of four singers, before he began a solo career. This song, I'm Gonna Sit Right Down and Write Myself a Letter, was sung or was on the soundtrack for You've Got Mail. And You've Got Mail is a movie starring Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks, who start a friendship by writing emails. So this song is quite appropriate for the soundtrack. Let's take a look at the words. I'm gonna write words oh so sweet. Oh so is just an expression we use to say very sweet. Oh so sweet. It's very sweet. They're gonna knock me off my feet. To knock someone off their feet is to do something so great, so amazing, that you fall down. You're shocked. You're knocked off your feet. It's so wonderful. So the words are so sweet that they knock me off my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom. At the bottom of the letter, write a lot of kisses. I'll be glad I got them. I'll be glad I got these kisses on the bottom of the letter. So now you know what the words to this song mean. Listen to it with us and join us next time on Action English.
I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you. I'm gonna write words so, so sweet. They're gonna knock me off of my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom. I'll be glad I got them. I'm gonna smile and say, I hope you're feeling better. I'll close with love the way you